This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشفت الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جازى نبيًا عن أمته ورسولًا عن رسالته أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today's topic about your ID, the reason you were created, the reason you live for, where are you going to end up, how you raise your children. The bigger picture, let us go to something, a document that you may use once in a while. But after this khutbah, inshallah, you'll never look at this document with that same outlook. Let us take your passport. You use your passport to move from one place to another. Maybe visit one country. Traveling, a wayfarer, on a journey. Let's call it life. In your passport, you have your name, your picture, your date of birth, your address, maybe your height, your weight, the color of hair and eyes, some description, characteristics that you may have. Some visas have been stamped, accepted or refused, stamps and so on. Let us take one step at a time from the passport. That is your ID, or a form of your ID. First, your name. What is your name, Akhi? What is your name, Ukhti? Does your name actually reflect of who you are? Or have you changed your name for something that's more acceptable to please people? Or your name still actually is Muhammad, not Mo. Or still Fatima, not Queen Latifah. Or now Dahlia becomes delicious, and so on. My name is what my mother has given me, or my father has given me. And why is my name so important? I know some brothers called Muhammad and Abdullah, and Sister Fatima and Khadija and Aisha. They're the worst human beings you can ever meet. I know that. But I don't mean the name, I mean the connotation behind the name. What's your ID? You know why? Because you will be called by that name on Judgment Day. So let's take you there quickly. We'll go back and forth on that journey. So-called life. Aina fulan ibn fulan? Where is So the son of So? Or, better yet, what will your name be called when your soul leaves your body? You know there will come a time that names will actually vanish. You will be either called mu'min or kafir, a believer or disbeliever. Or, even when the angel of death comes to take your soul out of your body.
Every time you go from one layer of heaven to another, there is a gate. A permission has to be given or granted in order for you to ascend to another one. The hadith says, the prophetic tradition states, that you will be called by either the best names that you were ever called on the earth, on the face of the earth, or by the worst names that you were ever called upon the face of the earth. Who is with you, they state, the angels are asking. You will either be called the best name or the worst name. So I ask you again, Akhi, what is your name? Or what do you want your name to be in a better way, or reformat the question? Do you want to be called a believer or a disbeliever? Do you want to be called by the best names as you ascend to ask a question or answer a question? Or the worst names that you were called upon the face of the earth? The choice is yours, wallahi. You cannot blame anybody else for our misery, and we cannot go on this conspiracy theory and live and die by it. And remember this, if it is to be, it's up to me. From now on, we cannot blame anybody else for our fate. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, كَيْفَ وَإِن يَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ لَا يَرْقُبُوا فِيكُمْ إِلَّا وَلَا ذِمَّةٌ. How? He's asking you a rhetorical question. How do you stay away from me? And if they do appear upon you, they will not mind or will not worry about any resolution or anybody else for that matter. They will do whatever they want with you. That's just the name. There's so much more to share. But let us go to your picture. What do you look like? How do you act, walk, talk, eat, dress? How do you live? What is this picture? What do you have on the walls? What kind of picture you look at? What will your face look like? Darkened on Judgment Day or lit, illuminated on Judgment Day? How will your face look like when you die? Because this journey is certainly not to be avoided. You cannot hide. You cannot run. You cannot go in a hole or hide behind a mountain. Your face will be there. Indeed, you will be known. Your ID will be there. But what will it be? What will you look like? وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. الله أكبر. اللهم اجعلنا منهم. May Allah make us among them. Those who are fresh, illuminating, guiding light. To see Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. How much will you pay? Everything, right? To be able to see Allah on Judgment Day or in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Or zurqa. Waliyadu billah. Have you ever seen anyone on their deathbed? Their face is lit. Have a nice smile on their face. I've seen them before. Some people actually point to the heavens as if they can see the angels coming down to take him. So, قَدِّمَانِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّي قَدِّمَانِي. Bring me forth, take me to Allah. Do you want me to take back to this life? Are fitten and tests? No. Take me back to where I belong. And you've seen also people have actually gotten darkened, blue in the face. Imagine, I've seen both, wallahi. Now, your residence, where do you live? You work so hard to get a nice place to live, preferably by the water. I want to see an ocean view. I pay you so much for that. It makes me feel good. I can work part-time, double-time, overtime, all the time, just to get something nice. So, where do you live? How many of you moved so many times that you can't even remember your address anymore? How many times is forward to this, change that address? Even change not just cities, change countries, or continents for that matter. How many have left people behind? How many people are right now looking and says, I missed that brother. He used to be here last year, he's no longer here. He either moved or moved on. That's why you understand when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Jannah, one of the names is Dar al-Qarar. No longer moving. Khalas, you paid your dues, O my slave. But the down payment is a bit tough, but the reward is abundant. Only if you're smart, you will answer the question, where do you live, akhi? I don't mean in this dunya. It's just a temporary present. Address is there. But I'm talking about the real living. إِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. Indeed, the hereafter is a true living, true life, eternal. Eternal. You know why? If you put infinity or divide infinity into any number, it comes to zero. Like, meaning whatever, however long you live in this life, it becomes a zero in comparison to the hereafter. So, address again. What's your address like? I mean, your grave. First step. Did you remember when Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu and Sahaba used to cry? You know why he used to cry? He used to cry when he was asked. He says, you know, when we talk about Jannah, the hellfire, you don't cry. But when we talk about the grave, you cry. He says, yes, because I heard Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says it's the first stage of the hereafter. If it's easy, whatever after it is easier. If it's difficult, whatever after it is more difficult. So he used to cry. So what's your address going to be like, Effie? Is your grave going to be a place where your grave is going to collapse? Because you can't answer a question. Three, for example. We'll come back to that. Or is it going to be as far as your eyesight can see? What's your furniture like? Place from hellfire? Or place from heaven? What's it smell like? Your choice. There's a gate going to open. Did you know that? There's a window in the grave. What will you see from that window? Did you know the hadith says you can see a place in hellfire or a'adhu billah? Or you can see a place in the heavens. You know what you will say? Ya Rabbi aqim as-sa'a kay a'udu ila ahli wa mali. Oh Allah, establish the hour so I can go back to my family and my wealth. Or the other way, wa'adhu billah. And then we'll take you back to another address. How high you want to go? You want to go to Firdaus al-A'la? Who's your neighbor, man? Brother Bob, that has a dog, who barks all night? Or do you want Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be your neighbor? What's the down payment for this house? La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Too much to ask? La wallahi. Allah on Judgment Day will tell you this. We'll ask. Abidi, my slave, how much will you pay to stay away from the hellfire and go to Jannah? He says, anything, Ya Rabb, everything, take my family, my wealth, my health, take everything. But just save me from the hellfire and admit you to heaven. He says, طَلَبْنَا مِنْكُمْ أَقَلَّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. We asked of you less than that. And تَقُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأَبَيْتُمْ. To be able just to say, لا إله إلا الله, but you refused. Subhanallah, ajeeb, wallahi. How this dunya, the lower level, is the allurement. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَأَخْوَانُكُمْ وَعَشِرَتُكُمْ. Everything in the eight categories, say, قُلْ أَتَّبْقِلِيَّ. Say, Ya Muhammad. If this, your forefathers, your children, your brethren, your tribe, your wealth, your businesses, the dwellings that you live in, it is more beloved to you than myself, than Allah, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and striving for his sake, فَتَرَبَّصُوا فَالتَّعْقِيمُ. Right away. Wait when Allah decrees his matter. The scholar says everything is halal. Everything, the eight categories are there, is halal. Everything is halal. Lawful. But they said, if it becomes more beloved to you than Allah and his messenger, then you will be held accountable. That takes another lecture and so on. But just to continue with the passport, we will do it after just the salah, respecting your time to finish on time, inshaAllah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to preach and follow the best of it. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لَكُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُوا وَفَيَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ. Alhamdulillah wahdahu, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da, amma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, it's too many things to identify in your ID. But let us go to something that is important. Your birth date. I ask you one question, then I'll ask you the same question again. When is your birth date? Oh yeah, I remember it well. But that's not what I mean. According to Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayh, Shaykh al-Islam, he said that you have two birthdays. Which one do you have? Which one will you use? He says the first birth date is the one that you were actually given birth. The second birth date is when you repented and came back to Allah. He says that's your second birth date. You will remember that day on Judgment Day. It will be recorded. He says that's your true birthday. Go back to Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu Allah. It's a long story about a time that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared war and everybody had to come. The Battle of Tabuk. To cut a long story short, he did not go for reasons. But he came back and he recognized that he made a mistake. So the first thing we have to recognize is we cannot live in denial. First thing we have to recognize that we made a mistake somewhere along the line, we have to come back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared the true winning is فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ النَّارُ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Stay away from hellfire, be granted heaven, it's a true success, according to the first one I mentioned earlier. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a very clear verse in Surah Al-Furqan. Go back and check it out. And after that you see Ibadur Rahman. The attributes of the slaves of Allah. May Allah make us among them. How do you actually get there? He says, first thing, mention a few things that we make. All of us, we're in the same boat, akhi and ukhti. All of us make sins and mistakes. Jubilna ala hada. We're created to do that. But it's not a green light for you to do it. But if you do, the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, illa, exception, istithna, man taba. So first you have to repent. I don't have enough time to go into the details. Number two, wa amana, atf, and believe. And I'll tell you why. Wa amina amalan saliha, and do righteous deeds. Fa, again, taqib, right away, fa ulaik. After this, Allah will transform your bad deeds into good deeds. Subhanallah, ajeeb, the mercy of Allah. That's another topic. Why does Allah say it in that order? In that order, first thing, you have to have tawbah, you have to repent in order for you to increase your iman. Then the tawbah preceded iman. وَالْعَمَلْ الصَّالِحِ هِيَا دَلِيلُ التَّوْبَةِ. So it says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ, except those who repent. If you repent, it will increase your iman. وَآمَنَا, and believe. And your proof of your believer is the righteous deeds. So they are in order. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. And that's your roadmap, يا أخي and أختي. That's your birthday. Don't ever forget it. So when somebody asks you when is your birthday, according to Ka'b ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he actually was granted repentance, is al-thalatha, al-thalatha al-ladina khulifu, those who were left back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them tawbah. When he went back, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at him and he says, this is the best day in your life that the sun is risen upon since your mother has given you birth. So according to him, that's the true birth date. Last is your visa. Do you have a visa, akhi? Do you have a visa, ukhti? Where? I'm going to Australia. Amazing, man. We're so pumped. We're going to Australia. Amazing. But how about going to Jannah, inshallah? You have a visa for that, akhi? You have a visa for that, ukhti? Subhanallah, ajeeb. We get very excited if we go to this side place. Subhanallah. And then my children tell me, wow, what is Jannah? If this is on earth, what does Jannah look like? مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Nothing your eyes have ever seen. Nothing that you've ever heard. Nothing your even heart ever pondered or reflected upon. SubhanAllah. You've never imagined anything like it. So, on Judgment Day, can you imagine there's actually hurdles? Can you imagine getting a visa? You paid your dues, my slave. Wallahi, don't you get goosebumps when you hear this stuff? Wallahi. Imagine yourself on that day. Imagine yourself on that day, because you cannot imagine. Just take you there quickly, inshallah. A day that's 50,000 years. The sun will leave its orbit. Will become close to your head. People will be drenched in the sweat. Everybody say, nafsi, nafsi. Myself, myself. Everyone. The light is hellfire. The lightest one is 70 times hotter than the hottest fire you would find on earth. And 70 in Arabic means an abundance. That's the lightest one. And then there's a shade. Shade on Judgment Day. For among seven. May Allah make you among the seven. And make us among the seven that will be shaded on Judgment Day where there's no shade except the shade. Now, Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi says this shade cannot be the throne of God. Of Allah, because it's not befitting for the sun to be above the throne of Allah. So he says it's a shade that is created specifically for that day. So we learn about our aqidah. Now, imagine yourself from that day, everybody, your name will be called. But your name will be called about what? To get another job? To move up in the level? You pass the test? You can go ahead? No, no, no. Your name will be called, be going, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ وَلِيَعْدُ بِاللَّهِ Take him! Dip him in hellfire? Chains of hellfire? لا وَلِيَعْدُ بِاللَّهِ Or, هَا أُمُ قُرَهُ كِتَابِيَا Here, read my book! I've done my homework. Mom, aren't you happy, Mia? Aren't you proud? I got an A+, not a Z-. He says, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَ فِغْرَابِيَا فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَا قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَا كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ Beautiful life, a pleasant life, a high heaven. The fruit is low. You have to actually go up and reach for the fruit if you want it. No man, you work too hard for this. The fruit will come down to you. You want to pour this water? No, that's too much work. You paid your dues already. The water will be poured onto you. Too much, too little, I want some more, no too less. No, no. تَقَدِيرًا قَدَّرُوهَا تَقَدِيرًا Exactly what you want. You want to eat because you're hungry? No, no, no. Because hunger is a form of pain, there's no pain in Jannah. Beauty of the taste. You drink because you're thirsty? No, thirst is not a form of pain. No pain in Jannah. It will come to you. Allahu Akbar. That's another lecture on Sunnah in Jannah. But finishing off with that house we started up with that address. Who wants to have a castle made of brick of silver and a brick of gold? Or live in a big tent made of pearl, one big pearl? How much will you pay for that, akhi and ukhti? Still, same down payment. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Bihaqqiha, so hold on to it. So if they start making a mockery of you, fun of you, to say you're a terrorist, or this woman is oppressed, or walking out of a tent, or naming this, or pulling that on you, remember the end of Surah Al-Mutaffifin. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ Ya Allah. You will be making fun of those who made fun of you, but in a beautiful place, leaning, having a beautiful time in your life. So hold on to La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. بِحَقِّهَا وَلِسْتُ rights, abundance of reward in this life and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, as He gathered us here together in this life, gather us in Jannah inshaAllah with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa akhla alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Ya Rabbana laka alhamdu kama baghi jalali wa jubu azim wa sultani. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الاولين والاخرين وفي الملا الاعلى الى يوم الدين اللهم انصر الاسلام واعز المسلمين واعلي بفضلك كلمه الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين واوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشرك بنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك ان نغتال من تحتنا اقول ما تسمعون فما كان فيه من صواب فمن الرحمن وما كان فيه من خطر من نسيان فمني ومن الشيطان والله ورسوله من وراء وأعوذ بالله أن أذكركم به وأنساه وأقم الصلاة